Shalom Uvracha, welcome everyone. Bez Hashem, continue with Tehillim Life Lesson, Shin number 22. Mizmor Tes, this is part 2 of Mizmor Tes. We spoke about last time, over a dozen different pshatim are given for the first pasuk of this chapter. Namatzeach Amus Labein, Mizmor LeDavid. Who is David Melech writing a kapitel of Tehillim, a song of praise thanking Hashem? The Mefarshim give different answers, whether it's Golius's demise, whether it's Lavan HaRasha we spoke about, whether it's a child that died, that first child that was born to him from Bathsheba, and he's accepting, David HaMelech was accepting the Ra, the same way you have to make a bracha and appreciate that Hashem is giving us good. We also have to realize when something doesn't go the way we want it to, we make a bracha on that as well, Baruch Dai and Emes. And David HaMelech accepted that. A Mizmor LeDavid, he writes over here. As a roadmap for what we've discussed in this year, we're going to go through the Psukim to understand how to read and understand what we're saying here. With some certain Psukim, we're going to go more in depth and share a few stories, and unfortunately they're in fact timely stories. So we begin with Pasuk Aleph, Lamaseh, Hamus Labein, Mizmor LeDavid, David HaMelech, many different pshatim, as we said, is writing this song for the conductor in the Beis HaMikdash to sing. Alamos, we learned, whether it's the hiddenness of Hashem, how He runs this world. Mizmor LeDavid, Oida Hashem b'chol libi, I thank you Hashem. Oida Hashem is in reference to thanking Hashem for the past. B'chol libi, David is thanking Hashem, as some of Farshim explained, for the victory over this Rasha by the name of Labein. Asapra kol nefleisecho, that's a reference to the future. Asapra, David says, I will sing all of your praise, all of your wonders going forward. Esmicho ve'el tzobach azam shimich elyoin, with a double expression of joy. Esmicho ve'el tzobach, I rejoice in you. I will sing shimcha elyoin, your great name. When my enemies will run away and stumble before you, because you, Hashem, came and judged them. You sat on your throne, the throne of judging the Rishoyim. Pasuk Vav through Ches is a reference to Amalek, according to many Mefarshim, as we discussed from the Chida. Rashi says already, Ga'arta goyim ibadeta rasha. Ga'arta goyim, you destroyed the goyim. Ibadeta rasha. This is referring to, some learn this as Esav. Shemom machisa li'olam ved. Their name you will eradicate forever. As we said, we have a mitzvah to destroy Amalek. Yimachi emcha zecha Amalek. Ha'oyev tamu charovois lenetzach. Va'arim nosashto ovad zichram heima. Now David HaMelech addresses the Oyev, the enemy, Tamu Charovo is Lanetzach. They destroyed structures, V'orim Nasashto, Ovat Zichum Hema, and it looks like the remembrance of those places were lost forever. However, in Pasuk Ches, V'Hashem Li'Oilam Yeshev, Koinim L'Mishpat Kisoy, Hashem goes back to His throne of justice. This is the theme throughout this. We have to realize the world is not Hefker. As much as it looks like we don't understand what's going on, who's in charge? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I'm sitting on the throne of judgment. V'hu yishpoit tevel b'tzedek. Yodin l'umim b'mei sharm. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would judge once again. Tevel b'tzedek is the world. And He's going to judge them according to their actions. Yodin l'umim, He will judge the nations b'mei sharm in the righteous way. If they deserve punishment, they will get the punishment. Pasuk Yud v'hi Hashem l'misgov l'adach. HaKadosh Baruch will be a stronghold. Hashem will be there for those people who are attacked. Misgov l'itois batzar. Hashem will be there for those people who are having difficult situations. L'itois batzar. Person is having a difficult time. You have to know. Hashem is telling you right here in Pasuk Yud. V'hi Hashem misgov l'adach. Misgov l'itois batzar. Hashem is there for you. Pasuk Yud Aleph is a pasuk which we say every single day at the end of Avodat Tzion. V'yiftuchu v'cho yoydei shemecho, ki lo yazavta darshecha Hashem. V'yiftuchu v'cho, and those who trust in you, they know your name. Yoydei shemecho. What does it mean to know Hashem's name? So we said in the past, the Medrash tells us, v'yiftuchu v'cho, v'cho is oisiyos, is the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis. Every single word of the Torah is another expression of Hashem's name. To understand that more, v'yiftuchu v'cho yoydei shemecho, the midos, the characteristics of the way Hashem expresses Himself, this is yoydei shemecho. What does it mean that yoydei shemecho? That Hashem is in charge, Hashem is judging the world. One of the painful difficulties we all have in life, and I want to tell you something. The fact that I'm the one who's speaking here doesn't mean I don't have challenges. We all have challenges. One of the comforting things that comforts me is when I say Tehillim and I daven and learn, understand what we're saying here, that I know I'm not alone. Hashem is with me. No matter what the challenge is, and each person has their own peck, we all have our own challenges in life. V'yiftuchu v'cha, we will trust in you. Different ways of understanding. Yoydei shemecho, those who know your name. Ki lo yazavta darshecha Hashem, because we know Hashem has not forsaken us. Hashem is always with us. Ki lo yazavta darshecha Hashem. Those who search out and want to understand Hashem. How do you search Hashem? You learn the Torah HaKadosha. You follow the mitzvahs. You're searching Hashem's ways. V'holachta bedrachov. Hashem says, you want to know me, I'm going to want to know you as well. Zamru Hashem, sing to Hashem, Yoishev Tzion. Hagidu v'amim al Eloisov. Sing to Hashem, Yoishev Tzion. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting in the Makom of Tzion, by the base of Migdash. Hagidu v'amim. Tell the nations, al Eloisov, the wonders of Hashem. We now come to the Pasuk Yud Gimel. Ki doyrish domim oisam zochar, lo shochach tzakas anovim. We say this Pasuk in Avarachmim by Musaf Shabbos. At the end of Avarachmim, ki doyrish domim oisam zochar. Hashem is going to be doyrish domim. What does it mean to be doyrish domim? He seeks out and searches for those who spilled the blood of the Jews. Oysom Zohar, he remembers them. He does not forget the screaming out of the Anovim, of the humble people, of the people who were attacked and unfortunately killed. The Yalkut Shemoini says as follows, Boyu Re'ei, Kamat Tzadikim Chasidim, come and see that throughout our history, Esav and the Rishoyim like him spilled so much blood of the Jews. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the dam, the blood of the Tzaddikim, and any person that was killed al Kiddush Hashem is considered to be a Tzaddik. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a cloak that he wears. And he puts the image of that tzaddik that was killed al Kiddush Hashem on his cloak. And that's what the pasuk means when it says later on in Tehillim, Kuf Yud, Yod, Yodin b'goyim mole givios. Yodin b'goyim, Hashem will judge the nations of the world, mole givios, full of givios, full of bodies. What's full of bodies? This cloak that Hashem has the pictures of the tzaddikim on it. And it's Hashem's going to ask the Rishayim, he says, why'd you kill the Jews? And they'll say, well, we didn't do anything. And Hashem says, oh, really? Look at my cloak. Look at my robe that I wear. It's full of their blood. And Hashem will be yodin by goyim. He will judge the goyim. It happens to be, as I was preparing for the shir, we're all seeing different videos of Rav Chaim Kinyevsky Zatzal. I saw a video of Rav Chaim Kinyevsky, then I saw a video also, a short video of Rav Avadi Yosef, Zichronim Levracha. First video was a clip of a person who went to visit Rav Chaim Kinyevsky, Zichronim Levracha. And unfortunately, this person was the father of a 21-year-old soldier that was nifter, was killed, by the Arabs, Yimach Shemam. His only child. He went to Reb Chaim, and Reb Chaim Shamish, his grandson, told him who this man was. He's the father of this person who is Nerag al Kiddush Hashem. Reb Chaim told him, "You should know that your son is sitting in Gan Eden with Rabbi Akiva and with Rav Shimon Bar Yochai." This is what Rabbi Chaim Kinyevsky told his father. As a nechama, to understand a person was killed at Kiddush Hashem, like we're learning now. Ki doyvish damu oisam zocha lo shochach tzakas anovim. Another maisa. Ravad Yosef said over Maisa with the Baba Sali. Baba Sali was asked by his brother to come to the north of Israel, and to help with the Shalom Bayis situation. And he did, he went there. We're talking about the greatest of people here. The Baba Sali, we're talking, Ravad Yosef saying over the story. These are people who knew Kol HaTorah Kula. Rav Chaim Kinyevsky, they knew Kol HaTorah Kula. On the way back from the northern part of Israel, an Arab, he dropped a rock, a stone, that killed the driver of the Baba Sali. And the Baba Sali for 30 days was crying nonstop. The 31st day, the driver comes to the Baba Sali. There's a Baba Sali now. And he comes to him in a dream. And he says to him, "Why are you crying?" He's wearing... The person who was nifter is wearing this white garment. He's besimcha, esmicha ve'elza bach azamr shimcha el yoin. And he tells the Baba Sali, "Things are great where I am. Enough, no reason to cry anymore." These are two maisim that I literally just saw the past few days as preparing for the shir. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me these maisim. Another maisa I saw here in the sefer. K'maytze Shalorov, a grandson of the Divrei Chaim from Tzanz, Tzanz of dynasty, Rabbi Shiloh, had a dream, and his father came to him in a dream, and he told him, this is during now the Holocaust years, and he told him, "I want you to know the Germans are coming tomorrow, and they're going to wipe out everyone in that town that you're in. I'm going to show you a way to escape." And with his finger, he pointed, and you go this way and through the forest and go like this and like that. And you'll be saved. And whoever goes with you will be saved as well. But I want you to know, if you choose the path to die al Kiddush Hashem, you will be elevated in Shemayim to a place that if you live hundreds of years and you learn Torah and do mitzvahs, not just regular Torah and mitzvahs, but with tremendous hasmada, with tremendous diligence, you will still never reach the levels of Gan Eden if you choose to die al Kiddush Hashem. To mekad Hashem Shemayim, to sanctify Hashem's name. He wakes up the next day and he tells the people around him the dream he had. They have a choice to go through the forest and escape, or to mekad Hashem Shemayim, to sanctify Hashem's name and die al Kiddush Hashem. And they chose the latter. And Kachava, exactly what happened. The Nazis, Yimach Shemam, they came and they wiped out the whole entire town. Hashem did not forget the screaming of these Anovim. If you look in the Pasuk, there's a Kri Niksiv. A Kri Niksiv means it's written one way, but it's pronounced a different way. It's pronounced Anovim, but it's written with Aniim. Like a poor person. Chazal tell us when we dive into Hashem, we have to view ourselves as aniim, that we have nothing. When a person davens like an ani, whether he's physically, financially, he doesn't have so much, or even if he has a lot, he has, when he comes to stand in front of Hashem, he has to realize he is an ani in Torah, he has no Torah kamat. This is how a person has to approach davening to Hashem. When the person davens to Hashem, when he realizes, I have nothing, I need you, Hashem. This is the type of tefillah, tefillahs are answered. Rav Zalman Sarotskin, in Oznayim Latayra, he asks, why is this a plural word? Ki Dairish Domim. Should be Dairish Dom. Hashem is Dairish the blood. Why it's bloods? Why is it Dairish Domim? And he explains from the parish of Cain and Hevel, based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Zayin, the pasuk says, Kol Demei Achicha Tzoikim Elai, the blood of your brother, the Kol Demei, all of the bloods of your brother screaming out to me. Demei Achicha. Why is it Demei Achicha? It should be called Dom Achicha. The voice of the blood of your brother. What's Demei? Demei is plural. Explains the Gemara. Cain didn't know how to kill Hevel. And he kept him making chaburis. He kept him stabbing him, making wounds in him. Until eventually he found the place of the neck and he killed him. Explains the Znaim L'Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just take the punishment out that the Rasha killed one person, but all the tsar, all the pain that the Rasha caused to that individual with every single stabbing, with every single suffering, every single moment for the person who was Nifter, and for every single family member and friend. That will be a punishment only Hashem could give out. The psukim continue. You see the mishpat, the justice that Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to exact on the Rishayim. Pasuk Yud Zayin. Noida Hashem mishpat also bepoyal kapov. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings justice to the Rishayim, there are two ways Hashem can punish people. Here in this world, or in Olam Haba in the next world. Noida Hashem. Hashem's name is known. Why? Because Mishpat Asa Bepoyal Kapov. Because with his hands, Kiviyachol, he acts against the Rishayim. And when a person sees that a Rosh is punished after his evil acts, that's known that it came from Hashem. Noida Hashem Mishpat Asa. That's because Hashem is the one who did the Mishpat. However, there's another way to punish the Rishoyim. That's the next pasuk, Pasuk Yud Ches. Yashuvu Rishoyim L'Sho'ilo Kol Goyim Shecheche Elokim. The Rishoyim will go L'Sho'ilo. Sho'ilo is expression of depth to Gehenim. Who are these people? The nations of the world, Shecheche Elokim. Those are the ones who forget Hashem. The theme we're discussing here is once again that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of the world. Unfortunately, the tsaras that happened recently in Eretz Yisrael, young fathers that were nifter, leaving widows and orphans behind. And it makes no sense to us. So we discussed, hopefully a little nechama for Klal Yisrael, of the Madrega in Shemayim, in Gan Eden, where they are with Rabbi Kiva. We can't begin to imagine what that means to be with Rabbi Kiva. The Gra, he was mispalo that halavai he should have a chelik in Gan Eden like the Rashba, like the Rishonim. This is the Gra. And these tzaddikim, who are Nifta HaKiddush Hashem, who are killed HaKiddush Hashem, they are on the Madrega of Rabbi Kiva, of the greatest Tanoim that ever lived. That Moshe Rabbeinu said, why do you give the Torah to me when you have a Rabbi Kiva? We conclude here, Pasuk Yates, Ki loy lo netzach yishochach evyoin tikva asaniyim toivad lo ad. Ki loy lo netzach yishochach. Hashem will never forget. Evyoin. The downtrodden, the impoverished, tikvas aniyim toivad lo'ad. The yearning now of the aniyim, of the impoverished, of the poor. Now we don't have the word anova, but we have the word aniyim. Will not be forgotten forever Hashem is always with us. Ki loy lenetzach yishachach. The hafla, he says in this pasuk, many times we look for the Yeshua. We look for the Yeshua for the salvation. Whether it be a parnasa, a person needs a job. And we have to do our shtadlus. We have to do our efforts, put our efforts in. Person looks, he tries, he doesn't know. He tries this avenue, that avenue. With shidduchim, he tries this avenue, that avenue. Whatever it might be in life. However, kiloy lenetzach yishachach evyoim tikvas aniyim toivet lo'ad. You know where this Yeshua is going to come from? It's going to come from a place sometimes we least expected it. And that's what this pasuk means. Kiloy lenetzach yishachach evyoim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not forget that who screams out to him and asks Hashem, please help me. Tikvas aniyim. The yearning of those anim, an ani here doesn't mean he doesn't have any money. An ani is a person who turns to Hashem and says, Hashem, you're the only one that can help the situation. In that case, tikvas anim toiv la'ad, Hashem will not let that person go empty. Hashem will turn to this person's tefillas because the person turns to Hashem. Pasuk Chof and Chof Aleph conclude with the same theme that David HaMelech is davening. Kuma Hashem, Hashem, arise with your power. Al yoy zenoish, that the Rishoyim should not have any power, any arrogance. Yishoftu goyim al panecha, and judge these goyim, these nations. Shiso Hashem moyur lehem, place Hashem should place fear amongst these Rishoyim, amongst these enemies of Klal Yisrael. Yedu goyim enosh heim asela, and these nations should know that Hashem has not forgotten, and Hashem will punish the Rishoyim. This is the theme over here, even though sometimes it looks like in the world, what's going on? I know it doesn't make sense. We have to learn and read and understand Perek Tes, Mizmor Tes. It's a Mizmor. Damar sings to Hashem. Even when I don't understand, I'm still singing to Hashem because I know you, Hashem, is in charge. Because those who trust in you have not forsaken you. They search out you, your ways. Zamru Hashem. We sing to Hashem. Hashem protects us. We should see the Yeshuas and the Refuas for everyone. B'mheir b'yameinu.